having a real basic common microbiome discussion with Brady Kirchnevy of New Age Farming. How you doing, Brady?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, we left off before the markets talking about some farmers ought to take a test plot. And that's probably the best idea. Don't dive in head first.
Well, and that's what I've found through my years of doing this, is if you take and go, you know, you got four different crops or three different crops, take 8,800 acres of each crop. Let's harvest it, see what our monitor says, because then we can work it backwards and go, well, this crop, it showed significant gains where I'm making more money with this crop than these other two. You know, and the market's always got something to do with that, but let's get it on that crop, because if that's going to make you the most money, that's where we want it. You know, and then maybe we follow your rotation around with just that crop and your other two crops can feed off it. So that's kind of how I work each individual farm. Now, there's a lot of farms out there that are just corn or soybeans, right? Mm-hmm. So normally then, just by ease of use, we go corn because it's so easy to use. It comes in a little pouch that covers 100 acres, 80 to 100 acres. You mix it with water. You dump it with your startup fertilizer in furrow, and you go. There's
that was no my mess, next.
No treating seed. It's so quick and so easy.
Just put it in the tank.
Right.
It's a tank mix, not a seed treatment or
no.
Something you have to put. But in-furrow is the way.
In-furrow is the way on corn. Obviously, on beans, you treat the seed because a lot of guys aren't set up to do in-furrow on their beans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I sell a little bit of seed. So if I have a farmer out there that says, hey, I want to try it on my beans but doesn't have the setup, well, you know, buy a tote of beans from me. I'll treat them, deliver them to your farm, and let's see how they do, you know. So, yeah, I think that for ease of use, corn is probably a little bit easier, but by all means, you can put it on beans, too.
Okay. It doesn't, I mean, it's something that has existed in the soil for millions of years.
Millions of years.
Until the last century.
Well, until we you know, the big agriculture kind of took over, and, you know, there's only one way to get it back in. It's either you wait 20, 25 years in a no-till farm, or we introduce it now and start limiting our till a little bit, and it's going to happen way quicker. Because my product versus the other products that I've researched out there that have, say, a mycorrhiza, my product has 22,500 spores per gram, okay? So, and it goes on at 4 grams an acre. I've looked at other products that other clients have sent me and said, hey, this guy said he's got mycorrhiza. What do you think of this? I look it up, and that one had 142 spores per gram. So what would you want, 142 or 22,500? So it'll reintroduce into your soil way quicker with this product than a lot of most everything out there that I've seen.
Okay. Another devil's advocate kind of question. Yes, obviously anhydrous is going to kill the stuff. And does it a high salt starter fertilizer, is that also a little toxic or caustic to mycorrhiza?
No, I haven't seen it. I've actually got guys that are putting it on their basically salt soil. It looks like it's white out there where they're getting some growth out of it versus burning up their plants. There's probably a little, it inhibits. It's just like anything. It's a natural living thing, and nobody wants to eat a teaspoon of salt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's probably a little bit, but we have seen really good results in that saltier soil.
Okay, all right. Like I said, so it has existed in the soil for millions of years until recently, and so now is it smarter to, like you said, yeah, well, obviously you would agree that it is smarter to buy it from you, put it in the soil, rather than wait for it to grow back in.
Well, I think in a farmer's situation, if he goes, I really need to start limiting my till because I know I'm tearing apart my soil structure and it's hurting my yield, mm-hmm. essentially. It's hurting your water intake, you know, everything. Do you want to wait 25, 30 years? Or do you want to start introducing it now, limit your till, and have, say, the same results as a guy that has been no-tilling for 25 years and, you know, 5 to 10 years. So it's kind of a jump start to the no-till type of thing. Or if you're dead set on using anhydrous and tilling, you can still use it and you get your money back on the yield anyway. You know, so it all depends on the farm, like I said.
How about, does it depend on the banker?
I mean, it depends a lot on their banker.
Yeah,
of course
so
it does.
Will you meet with their banker too?
I will meet with them and tell them this is long-term sustainability. This isn't just a fly-by-night, you know, potion I made in my tub. This is what our soil is supposed to have. So, yeah, sure. Yeah. Let me talk to the banker. We'll see what we can do.
We'll sit down and have a reasonable discussion, because some guys aren't having reasonable discussions with the banker.
It's tough right now. And that's,
yeah.
I've been in those shoes. There's times I wish I was still farming. There's times right now I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to help.
But we're not trying to do less to get more, or, again, like you said, sustainability.
Yep.
We're trying to do the right thing or the smartest thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All righty. New Age Farming, Brady Kirchnevy. Again, it's Mike Ariza, and people have kind of heard about this for a couple of 3 years, and it's time to take a look at it.
Yeah, word's getting out. I get a lot of calls. I actually get some calls from some of the biologists, Gabe Brown out by Bismarck. He did a presentation, I don't know how long ago, but I just got a call the other day from up by Crookston and said, hey, I listened to Gabe Brown, and he was talking about how important mycorrhiza is in your soil. And so immediately I looked up you because, I heard you on the radio and whatnot. But it's getting out there. That guys are understanding that we've been tearing the soil up. It's time to get some health back in our soil.
And if your presentation at Commodity Classic was a barometer of anything, you filled the room.
I it was full, and it was fun.
Had to kick everybody out for the next session after you, because you went long. And
we went maybe a little bit too long, but I'm a windy guy, so
but
why not?
It was based on questions that wouldn't stop.
Well, that's right. And I actually had shipped some out to Nebraska already. I've sent some actually all the way to New Jersey. So
wow,
don't matter where you're from. Just give me a call. We'll talk about it, and we'll figure out what's best for your farm.
All right. Well, you bring it out to the local farm. How do guys get a hold of you again?
701-261-1651, newagefarm@outlook.com, or go to my website, newagefarming.org.
All right. Brady Kirchnevy, New Age Farming. Thanks for the visit. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for your time, Mick.
I wish you lots of luck, like all of the farmers out there in 2018. I wish you and all the farmers lots of success in 2018.
Thanks, Mick.
You bet.